I think it's really important for people to, if they know where their country is, to go and visit again, even if they're living in the cities. Go and visit not just the country, but the people, and pay respects to the country. It's not just about you, it's about the country itself and the people living there.
Welcome to Warrabora Nora. I'm Pauline Clegg. In this final episode, we talk to Uncle Bruce and Auntie Fran about what you, the audience, can do. You may want to turn your garden into a native oasis, but you don't know where to start. We thought we'd get them to talk to you about the simple changes for your backyard.
We have to think about it very carefully and make sure we're looking after country. First thought always, when you approach any plant, is you have to ask the plant, do you mind if I take this leaf? Do you mind if I take this bark, this stick? Do you mind if I cut a branch because I need it for this or that? If you're always talking to the plant, it modifies your need because you realise that you're talking to a being who can be diminished by you. But there's also that interaction with our old people. And there are people today who have done that and remember that, and they can give that to us. So a young person living in the city in one of these towers here, sitting down there in front of their computer, they can do a lot for country just by following those two rules. You know, search the net, search your old people. The two of them will produce you wonderful things, and Australia will eventually learn to thank you for it. Not with money, but with knowledge, you know, respect for knowledge. We don't respect knowledge in this world at the moment. We respect power only. And, you know, that's what's going on in the politics at the moment. It's all for power, it's not for knowledge.
The Australian native medicines are going to become much more important in our future. There is a great need for the people themselves to make a garden with an entire association of that particular area, because you'll find that most of these associations are the medicine, the major medicines. There might be different plants in different areas, but they do have the medicines that's necessary. And they can plant their own, and they can have their own medicine, and they can dry the leaves or shred the bark or do whatever. They can make it up. And if they're growing in their proper area, then they're not going to fade away like man-made medicines. So the communities could then work together. It'd be nice having them work together instead of fighting each other and produce their medicines. And they can trade. If they've got too much of one medicine and not enough of another, then you find the group that has that medicine and trade, because we were a lot healthier then. Let's go back to those times. If there's any young kids out there who want to plant a tree, and I suggest you do so, because it's really handy having one of those trees around, your own tree. What you do, first of all, is you select the tree, particularly if you select the tree native to your area, and you can always find that out by approaching this university. What you do is you dig a small hole, you gather some eucalyptus leaves, dried ones that have fallen from the tree, and you put it in the bottom of that hole. Then you buy the plant. Try not to buy it from Woolworths or Coles. Go to a native plant nursery or to the botanic gardens and buy one of the trees from there. And then you carefully put it into the hole. Try not to damage the roots so much. You can put soil around it, or you can put more eucalyptus leaves. And then you can cover it with eucalyptus mulch, leaving the leaves out for the tree to grow, and then watch it grow. And by the time you reach 10, it'll be as tall as you are. By the time you're 15, it'll be much taller than you are. And when it's small, like you, you just pick the tip leaves and smell them. Crush them up, roll them in your fingers and smell them. Particularly if you've got a cold or if you've got an exam coming up. So there. And that will be your tree forever, and you'll be able to show it to your children, and you can be able to take the seeds from that tree, and your children will be able to plant a tree too. You're starting a family of trees, which will become a forest. Everybody can plant a tree. Like, we have tree days every year. Why don't we plant trees on those tree days? well, why don't we plant native trees on those tree days instead of those stupid, horrible trees that are deciduous and leave their leaves everywhere that kill the plants growing underneath. Most of the European plants, when they drop their leaves, kill everything growing underneath the tree. Ours don't. I would hope to see that there would be greater respect through the usages of our plants and our knowledge. There would be a much greater respect for the earth. And that's the one single thing I hope for. Because I don't want to live on the moon or wherever, or Mars. Actually, Mars doesn't look too good, does it?
Bit hot. Even thinking about Mars and other planets and looking for other planets that support life so we can go there when we've destroyed this one is a corrupt thought. Mm. I'll be waving them goodbye. You know, this is a beautiful place and we need to show proper respect to this earth.
We hope you've enjoyed this series just as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you of talking to Aunty Fran and Uncle Bruce. If you'd like to learn more about our native plants or listen to other podcasts, check out warraburranora.com.